Hey, what's up? Lady Guru Warrior, you got them keys for me? Nice. I'll treat it right. Gentlemen, you are now tuned in to the Lady Guru Warrior!
What's up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior, and it is time to turn the keys over to my boy PDE in Alaska. Now, what he does is a series of freestyle raps for me, okay? Which is completely awesome. I freaking love the introduction. So that was the introduction that came from PDE Alaska. And then I'm going to let you hear the rest. I think I might just use that as my theme song, because that shit is kind of dope, you know. Guru doesn't really have a theme song. So, yeah, I like that. Thank you, bro. You know, and if you're interested in, you know, taking the keys to my kingdom and putting up a little show, all you have to do is send your information or whatever you have on MP3, MP4, okay? And you can do as long as 10 minutes if you want to. Or you can send short messages, but that's irritating, especially when you're on Anchor, because they give you like, you know, 50, they give you exactly 1 minute, and then you hear this little horn in the background. It's just, I don't know. Thank you very much. It's not the same as it used to be. Before, you could leave long-ass messages and talk as long as you like. But, you know, I guess, you know, since it's a bigger company that's running this platform now, things have to change. Change is sometimes good. Sometimes change can be toxic, you know. Basically, sometimes you can change something to the point where people will be like, you know what, I don't think I like this shit anymore. You know what I'm saying? And you can lose an entire audience or an entire platform behind one misstep. Alright, so always make sure you keep in step. Send your stuff to the1.guru.warrior@gmail.com and wave MP3, whatever you got. Okay? I'm going to play another guy, another group of guys called the Meanderthals as well. And then I'm going to talk about life, because basically that's what we do. And then I'll put some music in between and I'll call it a podcast, and you will enjoy yourself. And if your heads are not on the back of your wall by the time I'm finished, or splattered on the back of your car window, then you're listening to the wrong station. Basically, if you can't stand the heat, get out of my kitchen. Oh, good old New York hospitality, right? You know, we're nice but mean at the same time. Sound familiar? Anyway, it's your girl, the Guru Warrior. Happy Saturday. I hope you're enjoying yourself as much as I am. The leaves are falling. It's 45 degrees in the greater New York City area. And my heat is on full blast because I'm fucking cold. So for all of you living in the southern states and in California, I'm very jealous. For PDE Alaska, I'm sorry, dude. It's not like summertime when you got that one day of 90 degrees. I bet you it snowed already up there. But, yo, big shout out and thank you very much, PDE Alaska. You are the man. Now let's hear some stuff from Tanika Drake. Peace. I'm out.
I don't wanna do no intros. I'm gonna freestyle for my sisters and my bros. Yeah, shout out verses on the YouTube. It's my new beat factory. Yeah, when I see it, it's like a refractory. Prism on the flow for show. Roy G. Biv, the colors of the rainbow. Whoa, ha, I get up on the mic. That's how I do it, by the way, it's PDE up in the ice area. AK, what you gonna say? Putting it down for the guru every single day. Yeah, she knows the music, man. Check it out, man. Rap number two for my good guru. I'm coming through, man, on the streets of New York City. I got an older brother who's out there, by the way, looking pretty wet. We getting in the greedy, got a hut. I'm on the floor, by the way, I grabbed the ball, we gonna punt. In the fourth quarter on the mic, meant to say fourth down football is coming tonight. Madison Square Garden, MSG, that's how I do it, by the way, they call me PDE. Putting it down for the capital G, the missus and the mister, that's how we do it, keeping it high like a. Y'all knew what I was gonna say. I put it down like every single day. I'm like Dr. Dre, thank goodness it's Friday. I put it down where my bro at, and Capone.
Hey everyone, this is Tanika Drake from God's Gift Through His Word, and I just want to stop over on the Guru Station and let you guys know about the SoCal Podcast Explosion. If you're going to be in the California area, it'll be from 6 to 11, October 23rd at the Grafton Hotel at Bar 20. The address is 8462 Sunset Boulevard, West Hollywood, California, 90069. Of course, it is 18 years of age to attend and 21 years of age if you are going to participate in any alcoholic beverages, and we always ask that you drink responsibly. So I hope that you will come out to this free event, come meet other people that are doing podcasting, sharing their stories, and you might get some ideas. So I will talk to you again soon and enjoy the program. God bless. Hey Guru! Hello everyone who is tuned in to Guru Warrior. This is Tanika Drake for God's Gift to His Word. Just want to come over and say hello. And Guru, I just want to say thank you so much for being so supportive and always sharing a kind word with me and just being who you are. So I'm hoping that you're okay, that you're feeling alright, that you're strong, and I will be in contact with you, of course, and I'm excited about the SoCal Podcast Explosion. I can't even believe it. So I'm very, very excited. So I will talk to you again soon. Remember, be blessed, motivated, and always inspired to do what God's laid on your heart. And you all enjoy Guru, and I'm out of here. Take care.
Yeah, give thanks now. Give thanks in the morning, Rastafari, give thanks. music is my only joy. Music is my only fun. Joy the peace release the wine. I make it rah 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 rah. No miss a gift. Thanks in the morning. Diligence I give thanks. Yeah, auntie may say give thanks in the morning. Auntie say fi give thanks. Them try fi snag me up, but it never work. When them see just soldier a step, yo them office where we work. Yeah, give thanks in the morning. I and I ya give thanks. They try to stop me. They try to clown me. But Jah will never let me out. Even when in the ocean, them a try fi come drown me. Me still a hold the faith. The fire I keep charging and me full of it. So I and I go on way. Hey, give thanks in the morning. I and I give thanks. Give thanks in the morning. I and I give thanks. It's no joke on my face again. Give thanks in the morning. I and I give thanks. Them try to set me up, but it never worked. Them see just soldier a step, and them office never work. Give thanks in the morning, Rastafari, give thanks.
Real original, yeah. Free this, none of them now with secrets. Small circle, every day so me keep it. Seek it, the money green so me need it. Feed it, marijuana, I feel it. Hype on a cloud that a 9 is me reach it. So dilly dally pon this bike to the scenic. High meditations, no burns, me leave it. Gratitude to the Lord, yes, I give you dreams. You'll never know your strength till you face the struggles. Two bulls and bars, yeah, that's the motto. Give thanks daily, cause Jah loves you. And no matter what they say, go for your dreams. You'll never know your strength till you face the struggles. Two bulls and bars, yeah, that's the motto. Give thanks daily, cause Jah loves you. And no matter what they say, just keep your head up. No trade hard work for fast luck. Human rights now depleting, wonder what they're thinking. Corruption rising while my country's sinking. No ways to feed the starving children. Promises of a brighter future, but this is what they have been saying for far too long. So how long should we wait while only the poor bears the weight? While the rich lives beyond the pearly gate. Poverty is fake, men know them sick with the bait. A long time we know security knows full up a snake. This just to add fuel to the civil culture. This economy really need for fucking shake, yeah. For colored boys and girls in this shallow world that tells you you are nothing with your black skin. Never listen and let it sink in. Don't believe in their treason. Just go for your dreams. You'll never know your strength till you face the struggles. Two bulls and bars, yeah, that's the motto. Give thanks daily, cause Jah loves you. And no matter what they say, go for your dreams. You'll never know your strength till you face the struggles. Two bulls and bars, yeah, that's the motto. Give thanks daily, cause Jah loves you. And no matter what they say, them used to talk a lot. Look now, my call the shots. Up the whole city locked like grabbing a barrel. Them office in my flop. Heading to the top. Make them laughing stop. Out of the bigger picture, them getting crap. See, it's here, bad mind, I it alone them up. Give them trust and a straight back stop. Lock them off with joy, yo, them can't rap. Know this, for fire with me. You have to have loyalty. That's why me only roll with my family. Enemy up enemy, just to see the end of me. Mommy, just pray for me. Lord, keep on protecting me. For me needs me a play. Got me know some worthy. Keep my heart clean. Lifestyle never dirty. Just go for your dreams. You'll never know your strength till you face your struggles. Two bulls and bars, yeah, that's the motto. Give thanks daily, cause Jah loves you. And no matter what they say, go for your dreams. You'll never know your strength till you face your struggles. Two bulls and bars, yeah, that's the motto. Give thanks daily, cause Jah loves you. And no matter what they say, go for your dreams. You'll never know your strength till you face your struggles. Two bulls and bars, yeah, that's the motto.
give thanks daily, cause Jaja loves you. And no matter what they say, go for your dreams. You'll never know your strength till you face your struggles. Do balls and bars, yeah, that's the motto. Give thanks daily, cause Jaja loves you. And no matter what they say, go for your dreams.
Wagwan, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. How you doing? Listen, that last song right there came from my boys in Jamaica. You know, my own country, backyard, see? Alright, so anyway, what I'm talking about is basically what he's talking about. You never know your strengths till you go through your struggles. And actually, your strengths, your struggles, is what gives you your strength. You know, a lot of people say, oh, Guru, you're so brave. No, I'm not. I'm really just not. I was a big fucking chicken, man. As soon as they told me at 8 years old I had lupus, I was like, so, can I still run? Can I still do this? Can I still do that? And they're like, well, maybe sometimes, maybe not. It all depends on how you feel that day. You know, I was a kid. I didn't know, you know. And in my 20s, for some reason, the lupus just went into total remission. So I decided to destroy my body. Alcohol, marijuana. I traveled everywhere. I was out in the sun constantly. Those are big no-nos when you have lupus. So now I'm as pale as a ghost. So, you know, a lot of people don't realize this. But yes, I am of African-American heritage, I guess. I'm Caribbean-American. I'm not African-American. Because none of my people is from Africa. That's okay. Maybe somewhere, there's somebody that's from Africa. But not really. Because, you know, let's put it this way. When my husband finally met my family, he's like, I thought we were going to meet your family, not the United Nations. I had Chinese people there, people who look like Indians. And he's like, and what language are they speaking? Like, dear, they are speaking patois. This is Jamaican. I said, it's basically English, but you just have to listen. Switch a couple of words around, you'll be all right. So in order to help him to understand, I kind of dosed him with an edible, and then finally he got it. Kind of mean, but hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. My cousin had made pot brownies that day, so it was fun. So anyway, life, living in full effect. That's what it stands for, living in full effect, life. I remember back in high school, there was this one young lady who actually created a plan for her life. It was a beautiful, frilly scrapbook that she had sewn like this, you know, piece of cloth on and put her picture on it, you know. And I was like, damn, you know. She's like, my life plan. So she had all these pictures and stuff. I'm turning through the exact wedding dress she's going to wear and a whole bunch of crazy looking children she clipped out of a magazine. I'm like, okay. And she even had pictures of her college, you know, where she was going to do all this. So in my 25th high school reunion, I actually came upon her. She was best friend. And I was like, remember that scrapbook? She's like, yeah. A few things happened, and everything didn't turn out like I thought it would. And I said, yeah. Like I told you when I first saw that thing, I didn't even know what I wanted to eat for breakfast. Nonetheless, what I wanted to do at 17 years old when I graduated high school. I had no idea. And I was the youngest person in my class to graduate. Everybody else was 18, I was 17. You know, just happened to be that I was born in December and I just made, you know, cutoff marks. So if you do math now, you figure out how old I am. So what? I still know a lot more than you think I do. So, you know, all this other stuff, needless to say, as we know, as you and I know, you can't always just follow one path. Although that is the direction. Once you start walking on a path, you will find that it will take you to several different places. Whether you make a right or a left or go straight or go sideways or just walk backwards, which is the worst thing to do. Never walk backwards. Keep going. Forwards. Always. Nothing ever turns out how you want it to. There are lessons. There are ups. There are downs. Sideways. There's no such thing as a happily ever after. And a lot of women have this thing I like to call a Cinderella complex because of the things that we learn from, say, Disney fairy tales and stuff like that. The parents would read their children and they all lived happily ever after. Nope. Nobody lives happily ever after. Even though I've been married for quite some time now, it's not a happily ever after. There are fucking blood-curdling arguments. But apologizing is one of the best things that you could possibly do. If you're in a functional marriage. If not, you better get the fuck out real soon. See, life is painful. It's painful when you're born. And it's painful when you die. And you're always alone each time that you do these two great things in life. So it's what you do in between that counts. And please, ladies and gentlemen, get over this "I'm from a dysfunctional family" bullshit. Because most people, they just don't move past that and they become toxic. It makes them toxic. See, what you have to do in order to attract your happiness. Like in the Constitution, it says you have the right to pursue happiness. It doesn't mean that you're going to get happiness. You just have the right to go running after it. But it's how you run after the happiness that's going to make you happy. Some people think that having a lot of money will make them happy. It's because they've never had a lot of money. It actually makes people quite miserable. But, I mean, you have to go through that up and down before you figure out your happy medium, okay? And even your happy medium is never always happy. But can you imagine, though, if you had happiness, like, all the time? You'd be fucking bored. Life would be boring. Very boring. So, I just wanted to let you know that. Another thing is you must attract positivity and radiate love, even though sometimes you might feel unloved or not worth loving. You have to understand one thing, we are all made of love. You just have to look inside and face these issues that have caused the bruises on your heart. Face that shit. Brush your shoulders off. Forgive yourself. Forgive those involved. And then get the fuck away from the toxic people that have caused you to not be able to follow your true destiny. And one you will know that you are on your path to your true destiny because it'll be something that you never want to stop doing. That is your destiny. That is something that you stick your heart into like 100% all the time. You dream about it, you sleep, you think about it constantly. That's your destiny. And you can even feel the pull towards your destiny. It's amazing. And it's fun, you know. But you have to be careful, because not a lot of people want to see you succeed. So you must surround yourself with positive people all the time, no matter where you are in life. I have told this lesson a million times before, but I want you all to realize I'm with you. I'm here for you, okay? It's your girl, the Guru Warrior, giving you a little heart-to-heart pep talk on a beautiful, crispy fall Saturday evening. You have yourself a wonderful night. Now, let me play a little something for my boys from the UK, the Meanderthals. It's your girl, the Guru. Peace! I'm out.
Potato.
Potato.
Hello. We are the Meanderthals, and we like three things. Potatoes, podcasts, and pugilistic pugs peering precociously.
If you listen to us, we guarantee you will be blessed by the potato gods.
They are called Steve and Jeff, and are nice, and smell like French fries.
If you also can prove you have listened to us 25 times, we will come round to insulate your house with mashed potatoes. Scientists say it is the best form of insulation.
I am a scientist, and it is good.
See?
So... Listen to us
for
potatoes
and fun.
Legal disclaimer. To listen to the Meanderthals, simply search in your podcast host of choice. The Meanderthals take no responsibility for oral or rectal bleeding caused by listening to the podcast. Mashed potato insulation may not be carried out if the Meanderthals cannot be bothered. Suck my dick with your eyes.
Thank you, Teresa.
Oh, hello. You've caught us in a moment of leisure, thankfully with only drinks in hand. I'm Olaf Bathtime.
And I'm Hefty Cleft. Aren't you good-looking people? Now, if there's three things we know, it's people who suck dick with their arse, grating confectionery, and podcasts that talk about grating confectionery and people sucking dick with their arse.
Indeed. And if you're like us, you're probably on some sort of... you're probably what a podcast, just like this.
So, why not pop a squire... search into your podcast provider and just look for the Meanderthals.
It's completely free, or your money back.
Cheers.
You good, Liam? Yeah, this is Sam.
Let's get this right.
Take a nail. Yeah, that's that I am, man, that I wanna tell. No 12B cause I can never count many times I fell. Now I felt really bad, all day in bed. Feeling sad, feeling dead. Feeling like all I need right now is my motion to fucking be quelled. I don't need your fucking sympathy. Walking out like I'm Muhammad Ali. Make a force and praise your God, yeah. Create a spot to use the ghost, yo. Most important thing is just to be. Is effing all I am is an MC. I chase my dreams and make them aims, yeah. Walking saint till I get fame, yo. So how should I react when I fail? Should I look down and just take the L and then I like that? Shadows women. in the same of disappointment, but an encouragement, yeah. Now tell me what the fuck is wrong with failing. Take a nest missing, break it down, falling. No, making an answer is nothing. If you get it back up, so you can try again. Take a nail, yeah. That's how I am, that I wanna tell. No 12B cause I can never count many times I fell. I know I felt really bad, all day in bed. Feeling sad, feeling dead. Feeling like all I need right now is my emotion to fucking be quelled. Yeah, whoa, yeah, whoa, yeah. Cazzo. Prendo questa L, me la incendo nella pelle. Tanto me lo sono e abbatterò. Quando fallirò ci ripoverò. Se ti chiedi se hai convinto sala a fare in italiano, beh, la risposta è no, perché merito tutto quanto del mio grande amico Adriano, che mi ha fatto ispirare facendomi ascoltare una canzone di Salmo. Quindi dimmi bro che cazzo vuoi da me, perché fare come dici te, le persone scelgono da sé. Non capisci forse l'inglese, come se fosse quella la questione. Utilizzare un dizionario per la comprensione. Di un po' quando ascolti in americano tu comprendi tutta quanta la canzone. Non so. Eppure ne ascolti molti, ma come biasimarti, noi tutti quanti torti. Per quelli come voi, testi e le canzoni sono tutti quanti morti.
What's up, boys and girls? It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. The song you just heard, right? It says, "This is Sal." That was the dude from Italy rapping in English as his second language. So what I'm trying to do right now is contact Sal and see if he will rap in Italian. Because I would love to fucking hear that. I mean, wouldn't you? Right? So ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was the Meanderthals. They're from the UK. Please go by and check out their podcast. It's freaking hilarious. Okay? And you can always come and follow me and my friends over on Twitter. I'm there as the Guru Warrior, of course. I think it's like the Guru at the Guru W. Okay, so you'll be able to find me. Just type in hashtag Guru Warrior / Twitter. I'm everywhere. Hashtag me. I do that shit on purpose so that you don't lose me or I don't lose you. Depending on how you look at it, right? So anyway, boys and girls, I will be back with an amazing story that I found on Instagram today. And I want to talk a little bit about it. It's called accountability. Or, like, we'll call it accountability / white privilege. This might be a little difficult pill to swallow, but I want you to understand where this woman was coming from. It's me, your girl, the Guru Warrior. Let's take a pause and listen to some music. Peace! I'm out.
In a cartel, born in Mexico, America ain't a hard sell. Followed dreams of finally seeing cross the border. Could only bring his sons, cost more for daughters. They 20 deep in the back of the van. Heard the sirens on the Jeep, ran as fast as they can. While the cops panic, trying to catch everybody. The van pulled off, forgot about Lil Javi. The kid yelling papi, but the driver isn't stopping. Considering it lucky, cause usually they rob him. Gave him a couple dollars as he dropped him off in Texas. Kid thought he was rich till Ethy bought some breakfast. Young is so desperate, to y'all he just reckless. Ichabod headless, you missing my message. We getting to the same place with different directions. No death wish, but what's the innocent left with? I've been walking down this lonely road. It's so damn cold, my tears they froze. But no, I can't show it. No, I can't show it. Nah. Cause I've been walking down this lonely road. This pain I hold, it's all my own. So no, I can't show it. No, no, I can't show it. Now he's Big Hive, making money in the hallway. 7-Eleven, I see him in there all day. How I wonder why we drive on the parkway. He knows death is something that we all face. He just praying that he dies like Scarface. His bank account is a guitar case. He get a pound, break it down to all apes. But that's a side piece, main chick is raw, yay. Started out with Paul K, believe it wasn't butter. Leave you spread for the bread, don't treat him like a sucker. He ain't see his brother since the day he crossed the border. He probably looked for him if his papers were in order. But for now, that ain't reality. He just focus on his gross and his salary. Cleaning off the throne for your majesty. His soul is the only known casualty. I've been walking down this lonely road. It's so damn cold, my tears they froze. But no, I can't show it. No, no, I can't show it. Nah. Cause I've been walking down this lonely road. This pain I hold, it's all my own. So no, I can't show it. No, no, I can't show it.
Yeah. Lively Stone.
Lively Stone.
Yup.
You already know.
Florida, we in here.
Avatar on the beat.
7 days. I've been praying all week. These niggas is hoes, refer to him as Mystique. That nigga faking, he ain't really about what he preach. I ain't talking dope, but he be fiending for that deep. I'ma be honest, trying to come for me, you got a better chance of pronouncing the last name of Giannis. I'm a champion like Udonis, with the heater, with the Gators. You can catch me with my brothers going up like elevator. Sayonara, see you later. Or maybe I won't. I ride by in the chariot instead of a ghost. Went hard for the Lord, just said I'm doing the most. Kept it real with my nation, not just trying to boast. Revelation 3 and 9, but you don't hear me though. This world sick, but we the ones with the antidote. Running plays with the scriptures, call it give and go. Real scholars, every verse is an honor roll. Gotta be a Jew to understand these parables. My Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is who I do it for. Salvation, if you ask me what it's hitting for. I'm storing riches in the place that you don't even know. All state with the hands, they for whoever, bro. If you a troll, I'm that big bad Billy Goat. You good at playing games, Jason Tatum. I'm good at switching lanes on lanes, Jason Statham. Tall, dark, and handsome, I think that's why they hate him. Got game like Atari, bro, but you can never play him. Write songs and I fight good, the same tribe as David. Got anger like I'm Levi, but no, I am not Haitian. Slay beats like I'm Simeon, the boy ain't got no patience. If you play with my family, then your life I will be taking. Paper chasing, gotta keep that scroll on me. Keep a verse for any demon trying to roll on me. These niggas think they ballin', but the price was your soul, homie. This world wicked, but the Lord will never leave you lonely. Place kicker, the kingdom is the goal, homie. We soundin' alarms, and this is not no drill, wanted. Got all the diamonds in the world, but you still blind. With that 2020 vision, you can't see it's time. Look at your brothers and your sisters, how they all dying. Come in the truth, cause it's morphin' time. You doing wrong like pork rind. Not long, it's a short time. You led astray cause your leader's blind. They couched down like a old line and left you hanging like a clothesline. Ain't nothing changed but the chain. You see the hate still remain. You can see it in they pressing in they clothing line. You know the saying, if I'm lying, I'm flying. And if you know me, I don't play around. I detoured, I was hellbound. They say I am harder than vibranium. These demons, I be slaying them. You pump fake, I be tanning them. Get my power from praising them. That's my key, don't you play with them. Got a legion, he bringing them. Ain't no stopping us, weighing them. He just chopping for laying them. Bye. Bye.
After the pain,
yo,
pain.
Lolly Stone. Yeah, Lord, are we in here?
You can't love me.
You feel me?
And I welcome you.
You're a glad sight to see. Baby girl, you're a sight to see. You are the one for me. Yo. After the pain, a flower bloomed. One would wonder how two could be so in tune. It's like a cloud, the way the love filled the room. Cleaned up my dirty life, now they watching her jump the broom. Have you seen her? Long hair, shorty, thick like Serena. It's a pleasure to be her groom, she my sunshine. She brightens my every mood, planting my seed. My garden is in her womb, 10 months of watching you bloom. Increasing me with plenty of fruit. Nah, I ain't gad, but she blessed me with the truth. And for that, I went back and took the X's out my loop. No X's and O's for these hoes, just a salute. Like,
after the pain,
you come.
Yeah, you came and loved me, girl. You came and loved me.
And
I welcome thee.
You're a glad sight to see.
Baby girl, you're a sight to see. You are the one for me. Even though Eve caused Adam to sin, he never left her. They struggled in that wilderness together, my little baby, about whatever. Let me tell you about the first time I met her. I was riding out of Cali with the fellas. She was on my right hand side, wearing hoop earrings, gray sweats, and some Jordan 11s. I ain't see her face at the time, cause I was creeping from behind. But when I saw her, I could've died and went to heaven. She was on her way to class, and I was headed to practice. But no quarterback could pass on this action. So I hit a mean U-turn, kick game like a punter, and eventually you know I got a number. But all of that was
after the pain.
After the pain.
Yeah, now you love me, girl. I know you love me.
And I welcome you.
I welcome thee.
You're a glad sight to see.
Baby girl, you're a sight to see. You are the one for me. From the belly of a goddess in the scrotum of a king, out comes another blessing that was sent to you and me. Through all the pain, our child is free. I thank God you were sent to me. Through retrospect, I look back and see we meant to be. Beautiful flower, you're an angel that was lent to me. Reading your sweet songs, your brown eyes got me drifting like a deep song. If loving you is right, how could I be wrong? So I swallowed all my pride, left my haters on the side. I did it all just for you and me. Even in a room full of queens with my eyes plucked out and blindfolded, you the only one I see. And all of that is
after the pain.
After the pain. Yeah, I know you love me, girl. I know you love me.
True story.
And I welcome thee.
You're a glad sight to see.
Baby girl, you a sight to see. You are the one for me.
Got them songs that make your brain want to stand up and shiver. I'm going to give you a blanket for your brain, give you a break, right? Not? No, because like I said, if this podcast don't blow your mind back to the back of your room or to the back of your car, I'm doing something wrong. I want to give you something that'll make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up and salute. Yeah, the guru is in the building. So check it out, ladies and gentlemen. I'm on Instagram, and I see, you know, my girl from Black Connections. Shout out, how you doing? She's about as light as I am. So, you know, in the beginning, I was like, Black Connections, who's this white chick, though? You know? But it doesn't matter. What she did was she put up a very compelling video. And it just, I don't know, something just made me gravitate towards this video. I mean, it was like I had to scroll through a million bullshit to get to it. So I pressed play. This woman, this is a white woman. She says, listen, I'm an attorney. I live in an upper white middle class neighborhood. She said she had floor-to-ceiling windows where you can actually see into her house, right? She said she heard her dog barking like crazy. And then, you know, as she leaves her back door open, because I guess she trusts people that much. Nobody in my city leaves anything open. In fact, we've got metal over the door so you can't try to pry the locks open, okay? That's the way our shit is. But anyway, and then we have a bar on the floor in the middle of the door and, you know, a few other things. Yeah, so you're going to have to be a magician, though, to get into my house. You learn how to teleport, but that's another story. So anyway, the lady keeps on. She's like, before she said anything, she slowly opened up her door. And she sees flashlights going back and forth. So finally, she got up enough nerve to say, who's back there? She had a baseball bat or something in her hand. And he said, it's the police. We heard a complaint about a barking dog. And she went on to say, okay, well, yeah, my dog's barking because your ass is in the back of my house. That's why my dog is barking, basically. So, you know, I'm putting my own words in this, but if you want to see it, go to Black Connections and watch the video. So anyway, she says, look, can you imagine? She said she was just happy to be able to be alive. She said, but can you imagine if I was a black woman standing there? I wouldn't be standing there. I might be dead, you know? Or if I was a black child wearing a hoodie or something like that, I might be dead. She said, that is white privilege. She said, if I was a black woman, it might have been a murder story. I was like, holy shit, we need more people like that to be proactive for black, brown, red, yellow. We need people to understand that we are all people. We're not animals. Some of us act like animals. But, you know, we're people. We deserve equal rights. Okay? And it still hasn't come to that point yet. Even though we have had an African-American president, it still has not come to the point where the police treat blacks and whites the same. Has not come to that point. And it just goes beyond what you would even believe. I mean, somebody as light-skinned as myself have gone through so much racism within my own culture. Okay, you think that it's better being light-skinned? Absolutely not. You know, absolutely not. It's worse. It's harder. Because people trying to figure out what you are. Especially if you're living in a predominantly black neighborhood or a predominantly white neighborhood. Okay? So, I'm like a mutt. You know, I come from very fair-skinned Jamaican people mixed with Chinese and East Indian and Portuguese and Panamanian, and it's just like weird. Yes, my children are beautiful though. But in the beginning, I thought as a child that that was normal until we went to go visit one of our wealthiest aunts. We happened to live up in the mountains somewhere. No, this was in West Hempstead, Long Island. Or was it East? I can't remember. West or East. Whichever one is the wealthiest neighborhood. West Hempstead or East. Anyway, they lived in a mansion. They had shitloads of property and stuff. They drove BMWs and stuff. My uncle was like vice president of some company, and my aunt owned a beauty salon, chain of beauty salons in Long Island. So they were dripping with diamonds and gold and stuff. And, you know, my family had money too, and so we're riding through West Hempstead. We're almost there, and a group of children, teenagers, roll their windows down and start yelling at us. Niggers shouldn't be driving BMWs. Who the hell do you think you are in your fucking fur coats? Get the fuck out of our neighborhood. Now, mind you, the only darker skinned person was the one who was driving the car, and that was my aunt's husband. He was darker than the rest of us. I mean, if he wasn't in the car, they would have never known we were black. Right? So, you know what happened? My grandfather, blonde hair, blue eyes, gets out of the car, and he's yelling at him in patois Jamaican. He said, pull over the car, man. Pull over the car. You want to fight? You want to throw a fist? He's like, oh, dude, we thought you were niggers. I was like, what? You know, so people have to understand, there is still, I mean, that happened like in, '89, '90. But there is still some very mixed up people in this world who just don't understand. And this is why I'm happy to see interracial couples. Because pretty soon the whole entire world is just going to be brown. And that's the way it should be. In order to get rid of these stigmas and the racism and all this other nonsense. Because love has no color. Right? So, a girlfriend sent me a video today. Right? And there's this black guy on stage. And he said, this woman came back from Hawaii. And she kept on saying, what do you think of my tan? What do you think of my tan? And he's like, what? I don't see color. I'm neutral. What? Right? So the lady looks at him and just walks away. Now, these days, to be in the womb, born with a tan, is wrong. Those days, these days, is still the same. Right? But when you go and sit in the sun and try to be the same color as us, then, you know, what's the difference? You hate us, but you want to get a suntan. You look healthy. We don't look healthy because we have the same tan. You know, so, I don't know. It just, those things resonate with me because a lot of people really don't understand the type of privilege they have just by having Caucasian skin. And this woman spoke to her police department and said, we need you to have cameras on your uniforms to see what you're doing to black people because it's wrong. There's too many innocent black children in jail because of your behavior, because of your learned behavior. From when you were a child, You were not taught right. They should go and beat the parents, not the police officers. They should beat the bosses, not the officers. Understand? You know, there should be some kind of class or something or some kind of watchdog group that watches police as they police our people. Because you and I both know there are a lot of innocent people in jail. And it shouldn't be like that. So that's my story on that. I'm sticking to it. Hopefully that made the hairs on your neck stand up and salute, or make you want to stand up and salute and do something in your neighborhood about this very situation. And don't forget, you can find that on Black Connections right on Instagram. Look her up. She's amazing. It's your girl, The Guru Warrior, wishing you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, harmony, and most of all, unity. Happy Sunday, because right now it is 1, 2, 3, 4, and I'm out of here. Peace!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.